Begin the current daf, Masechet Tznid, daf Lamed Ches. We begin 14 lines down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous daf and the halacha of our previous Mishnah regarding this halacha of a makasha leilit. If a woman is in difficulty of childbirth, that although there's bleeding, and generally if a woman is in what's called her Yomei Ziva, the 11 days between the grouping of 7 days of Nida, 3 days in a row would make her a Zava Gedayla, would make her have a certain tumma of having to have Shivan Nikiyim of 7 days of cleanliness. However, if it's during childbirth, then we're not going to consider that as a problem. It's considered as part of the birthing process. However, if there's 3 days of calm, if there's a day of calm, and then we see that the 3 days that were of childbirth were obviously not because of the birth, then she'll have halacha of yiled this bezay. So that Agamar continues in Tanya, lit in the following brisa. Her mayor Amy says you could have yesh mikasha. You could have a woman who is in childbirth. She could see dam for kuf nun yoim, 150 consecutive days, ve'ein ziva eleven, and she's not going to be considered as a zava. Now, she's not going to be in childbirth for all 150 days, but there is a woman who is in childbirthing days who is going to have blood and have blood for 150 days straight and still not become a zava. Kate said, how is that possible? So he explains. So she sees, she starts off, shnayim b'lay es. First 2 days are not during the time of her nida period. Rather, it's the 11 days post the nida period, which they're called the Yemei Ziva. Now, a woman does not become a Zava until she sees 3 consecutive days. So the way we're starting off the case is that her first 2 days are at the end of the 11 days. When she sees the next day, because we're saying it's 150 days straight, when she sees on day 3, that's already not going to make her into a Zava. It's not going to combine because that's already after the 11 days, and that's going to be what's called Pesach Shal Nidah, opening of the days of Nidah. Rather, that would just, she'll become now the beginning of a Nidah. So the first 2 days are the last 2 days of Yemei Ziva. Then you have, because now the next day went into the 7 days of Nida, Vishiba Nida. So for 7 days, she could be bleeding straight. Those are 7 days of Nida. So that's 9 consecutive days. Vishnaim Shalachar Nida. Then you have the 2 days after, the first 2 days of the 11 days, which are after the 7 days of Nida, where as long as she doesn't see 3 in a row in the days of Ziva, she does not become a Zava. So we have so far a combination of 11 days. Now, v'chamishim shavlad metar, there's 50 days that the child purifies, meaning she has childbirth pains for 50 consecutive days. Whereas we said previously, this that was said in the Mishnah, that it's either 40 or 50 days, according to the opinion that we're going in, this of Reb Meir. If she's ill, if she's a weaker woman, it's for 50 days that we could be suspending the blood on that of childbirth. So now we're by 61 days. Now, the 51st day after she gives birth to a girl, you have the 80 days of having given birth to a girl, where even if she's seeing dam all 80 days, she does not become a zava because of the 14 days of a yeledus, and then the remaining 66 days are automatically going to be tar. Now, on the 81st day, that, if she would see dam, is tchilas nida, starting off the nida period again. So you have a shiva nida, you have the 7 days of nida, so already by 148. Then, v'shnaim shalachar nida, then you have the 2 days after nida, and then she stops. So that is a woman who has 150 consecutive days of blood and is not a Zab. But if she would see the next day after that, she'd become a Zab because that would be 3 days post-Nida, which are 3 days out of the 11 days of Ziva, which would then make her into a Zab. Now, Amalai, they said to Remeir, Imkain, if that's the case, that you're counting 80 days of the girl when she gives birth to a girl, wherefore those are considered the Meleda of post-birth, and that's how you're coming up with this major chiddush, this novelty of you having a woman that has 150 days with blood and not becoming a zava. So then they said to him, "Yesh mekasha kol yemeha vein ziva ilven." Then we could tell you a woman could actually be a woman in birth, and all her days she could be seeing dam, and she'll never become a zava. How so? So for example, let's say she gives birth to a girl. 14 days later, when she finishes her yemei tumah, she goes immersed in the mikveh, because now even if she sees blood for the next 66 days, she's considered tar, and she becomes pregnant. Then at the end of 80 days, then she sees dam, she has 7 days of nida, and all throughout, she's seeing dam all throughout, and then 2 days after nida, then she's in childbirth for 50 days. Then she goes and she miscarries a girl, and then so on. Then when she purifies 2 weeks later, she goes to mikveh, and then she becomes pregnant, then she has dam that same next day, and then she continues seeing, and so on and so forth. You could keep her going with miscarriage and miscarriage and miscarriage, and a woman will all her blood, all her days, and still she'll never become a zava. Some of the hands, Rav Meir said to them, what's your understanding? What are you asking? Mishum nefalim? Because like we just described the case because of a miscarriage? Ein kasher l'nefalim. There's no halacha of a nafal, of a miscarriage, purifying the days of kishui, of childbirth pains. We're going with a bona fide child who has the halacha of suspending the blood because of the childbirth. Therefore, that's what I was saying. The maximum is going to be 150 days, but you're never going to have all her days because of nefalim, because then you wouldn't have the halacha of the purification of the days of childbirth. There could be a woman that will be seeing dam without kaishi. This is not talking about, therefore it's going to be less days, not counting the days of childbirth pains. Meyu yayim, a woman could have a re'i of dam 100 days straight, vein ziva ilben, and still she's not going to become a zaba. Says the Brisa, kid said, how so? So you have shnayim b'loy eis, you have the last 2 days of the mei ziva, and that does not become a zaba, because next day starts Pesach nida, the opening of the days of nida, b'shiba nida, so you have the 7 days of nida. B'shnayim shalachar nida, then you have the 2 days after nida. Then you have, if she gives birth, No childbirth pains. We're not counting those 50 days. V'shmoyim shon nekiv. She gives birth to a girl, so the next 80 days are not going to make her into a zava, because those are days of post-leda, which the blood is not in the days of ziva. V'shiva nida, and then on the 81st day, then she sees down for the first time. That begins the opening of the nida days. That's 7 days. And v'shnayim shalacha nida, and then you have 2 days after that. After that, if she sees a third day, she'll become a zava, but that's 100 days. Says Gemara, my kamash malon. What's this Brisa teaching us? Says the Gemara, lafuki miman da'am. It's coming to exclude from the one who says, ef shel psichas akever b'lei dam, that it's not possible for the uterus to open up without any blood. If the woman's uterus opened up, like when there's birth to her child, dam must have came out. Kamash malon, that's what Tana Brisa is coming to teach. The ef shel psichas akever b'lei dam, that it's possible for the opening of the uterus to be without blood. How do you see this in the Tana Brisa? Because if it wasn't possible, then this woman that the Tana describes actually would be a Zava when she gives birth in the way we described it after the 2 days which are post the days of Nida. Because then that means to say the day she gives birth is the third day. If it's true that she's seeing Dam before the birth because the uterus is opening and blood must be coming out, then she's a Zava because, like we said, the case is talking about that there's no kaishi, there's no childbirth pains over here, and if we don't count those 50 days, and then she's seeing, so even if it's when she's giving birth, then a woman, if it's Bishufi, if it's without childbirth pains, then she becomes a Yuladis Bezaiv. So she would be a Zava, and therefore the Tana the Brisa's case wouldn't be correct. Obviously, he's coming to tell us that Efshel Psichas Akev, and that's what his Chiddush is. Now, the Gemara continues with the halacha of the Mishnah, that we had this machlekes regarding how much you make kishuyeho. Do we suspend or saying, okay, the blood's because of the childbirth and not because of the blood of the zava, that she does not become a zava? So we were discussing up until now the opinion of Rav Meir that said for 40, 50 days. The second opinion, Behudam, he says that we could suspend the blood in her childbirth pains, daya chacha. It's enough her month, meaning the ninth month. Ninth month, we'll say that the bleeding is coming from the baby and not from the blood of Zava. So Tanya Linda Bryce said that Reb Huda Im Shum Reb Tarfin, this opinion, Reb Huda said in Reb Tarfin, like we said in the Mishnah, Dayachach, it's enough, the month itself. The Yesh B'davel HaKol HaChmer, in this halacha, there's a leniency and a stringency. In other words, sometimes we're not going to purify anything of the blood as a stringency, and sometimes we'll purify the whole month and even another day. Kate said, how so? So he explains, Kishasa Shnayim B'Sev Shemini. Let's say she has childbirth pains the last 2 days of the eighth month. Ve'echad b'tchilas tshi, and one in the beginning of the ninth month, where we're discussing 3 days because we want to quantify that of Zava. Zava becomes with 3 days. But she's having birth pains and she's seeing blood 2 days at the end of the eighth month and one day in the beginning of the ninth month. So it says the Tana, v'afila b'tchilas tshi yalda, and even she gives birth in the beginning of the ninth month, she's giving birth then, still, we're not going to say the blood's because of the birth. She's going to be a woman to give birth, yes, in the state of Ziva, because since the majority of the days of Ziva, 2 out of the 3 days, were in the eighth month, which the child does not purify, as Rabbi Yehuda is saying, it's only in the ninth month. So we take that 1 day and we make it after the majority of the 2 days, which was in the eighth month, and therefore she's going to be considered a Ziva. That's the stringency. But if, let's say, she had the childbirth pain starting 1 day at the end of the 8th month and 2 days in the beginning of the 9th month, and even if she gives birth at the end of the 9th month, so although the whole 9th month, let's say, was all calm besides the first 2 days, this is where the leniency is. It's not going to be considered giving birth in the state of a ziva, as long as she doesn't see blood when she's having the calmness. If the calmness, then we can't suspend it on anything. But what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that we don't say that since she was peaceful during, near the time when she was giving birth, then we should say, okay, so the blood that she had in the first 2 days of the ninth month, even though she was having childbirth pains, obviously not because of the baby. No, we don't say that. Why? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Avi says, Shema Mano, what we can infer over here is, Kesar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda held, Shipura, meaning the shayfer that the Beis Din blows in the when the Kiddush HaChodesh, in the sanctification of the new month, that's what's garb, that's what causes. In other words, the ninth month itself is what causes the birth of the child. Once the ninth month starts, that's the time of childbirth. So therefore, any blood that one sees in the ninth month with kaishi, with childbirth pains, is only because of the child. Even though the child doesn't come, he disagrees with the other opinions that, oh, 24 hours apiece, okay, it's not because of the child. He says, no, even if the whole ninth month, even if she only saw the dam in the beginning of the ninth month, it's because of the child. Because he holds this, the Gemara is going to ask on him now that if a woman gives birth in the ninth month, she could even give birth only partial of the ninth month. Once you start the ninth month, it's already time for giving birth. So once she has childbirth pains, even those first 2 days, we'll say that the day before, from the eighth, is actually part of these 2 days. And these 2 days are kaishi in the ninth month. And therefore, it's going to be tahar, we're going to say it's because of the child, even if she doesn't give birth to the end of the ninth month. Now, on this, asks the Gemara, Ini, is this really so? That a Yeledis Tess, as Yeledis L'mukutayin, could give birth not in the full ninth month. But Dvamer Shmuel said the following halacha. It says, In Isha Misaberis V'Yeledis, a woman does not conceive and give birth, Ela L'Masayim V'Shivim V'Echad Yom, only after 271 days, which are 9 full months of 30 days, and the first day of the 10th month is when she gives birth. Or it's possible to give birth after 272 days. In other words, what he means to say is it's always 271. It's just that if she doesn't conceive, she doesn't capture the seed from the male on the first day, but rather on the second day, okay, so then when she conceives, it's going to be the beginning of the pregnancy. And then it's going to be 271 from there, which is going to be from the time of relations, 272 days. Or could give birth 273 days later, because if she didn't conceive on the second day, she'll conceive on the third day. But if she didn't conceive on the third day, then she's not going to conceive anymore. Because halacha is that only up until 3 days is the semen worthy of conceiving. After that, it putrefies, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that on the third day is when the max that it could conceive. But one thing we see from this halacha of Shmuel is that, but it has to be full ninth month. It can't give birth in the beginning of ninth month, which was the whole foundation of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. So how do we understand this, that he's saying that, oh, she pur garam, but how's that possible? Don't we say it has to be a full ninth month? So it's like, Gemara, who, Shmuel, is damak, a chassid mershaim. It's not difficult from this halacha of Yehuda on Shmuel, because Shmuel is going like other tanoim, like the earlier pious ones. The tanoim, like learned the braisa, chassid mershaim, the earlier pious ones, lahayi meshamshim mitesein el bervi b'shabbos. They didn't have marital relations only on Wednesdays, only on Tuesday nights. Why? Shalayivayin is saying that their wives shouldn't come, as we get into Med Beis, l'dechil Shabbos, to the desecration of Shabbos, meaning that they shouldn't give birth on Shabbos, because then one's going to have to desecrate Shabbos for the birthing process of the woman. So to avoid that, they would only have relations on Wednesdays. Says the Gemara, Bervi Besulai, what, only on Wednesdays and no other days, mean only Tuesday nights? What do you mean, to the contrary? For sure, if she's having relations on Wednesday night, or Thursday night, or on Friday night, where then for sure the birthing is not going to be on Shabbos. Why are you saying only on Tuesday nights, on Wednesday? Says the Gemara, no, Eimim Revi Ve'elich. What we meant to say was only from Wednesday onward. But on Monday night or Sunday night or on Matzah Shabbos, then they wouldn't have relations, because then maybe they're going to give birth on 283 days later, which is going to come out on Shabbos. It's come out, that's going to be a desecration of Shabbos, because yes, a lot of them are Shabbos because of Sakana for the woman, for the body, but that they wanted to avoid that desecration, and therefore they only had relations from Tuesday night onward till Friday night, but not those other days. Because as Rashi explains, the way the calculation comes out from the 283 days is if one makes it according to weeks, so if one makes it 100 days, so then you have exactly weeks to 90 to 98 besides 2 days, so two for the other 100 days, you have 2 days, so that's 4 days more than the weeks, and you have 70 days, which are also all exact, that's 7 times 10, you have 70, and then you have those extra 3 days, plus the extra 4 that we had, which is itself a week. So once we start on Matzah Shabbos, it comes out, it's going to end on Shabbos. She becomes, if she gets pregnant on Monday, so maybe it's going to be on 282 days it's going to come on a Shabbos. And if it's on Monday night, which on Tuesday, then it might be become pregnant, might give birth 281 days later, which can be on Shabbos. But on Tuesday night, then if she gives birth on 281, it's going to be on Sunday. 282 is going to be on Monday. 283 is going to be on Tuesday. So therefore, that's not going to be a problem. But one thing is that we see that this is like the halacha of Shmuel, who he said that it has to be a full 9 months. And again, just could be that the conception could be pushed off a day or two later, but it's always going to be a full 9th month. But Rabbi Huda obviously holds that it could even be in the beginning of 9th month. It doesn't have to be a full 9 months. So Omar Zuchi says, "My tamay dechazin m'shem." What's the reason of the earlier pious ones that they say this halacha that has to be a full 9 months? Because the pasuk says in Rus, says v'yidna Hashem lo heroin. Hashem gave for her pregnancy. Now heroin, the word pregnancy, begematri is the numerical value of masin v'shiv mechadava of 271. You see, it's a full 9 month. So you see, it could be a day or two later, like we said, 82, 72, 73, because of conception. But the actual conception, as the numerical value, hey, is 5, resh is 200, yud is 10, vav is 6, and nun is 50. Therefore, that's where they are coming from. Now, another teaching from Amma Mazdurcha, but he says, even like these Chasid Mershainim, who Shmuel is going like, who they hold that when a woman is giving birth full term, which in Talmudic times were these two types of birthing. There was in the 7th month, and there was in the 9th month. So even though they hold when one gives birth in the 9th month, it has to be full term, it can't be in the middle, in the beginning of the 9th month, it's not considered a viable time for giving birth. But they would agree that when a woman gives birth in the 7th month, then she could even give birth only even partly part of the 7th month. It doesn't have to be a full 7 months. Where do we know this from? Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, it says, Vayhi letkubas ayam, that it was a seasons of days, Vatar Chana v'telet bein, that Chana can conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Now, it says, Letkufes hayam. Mi etkufes, the minimum of seasons is shnayim, is 2, which every season is 3 months. So that means to say 2 seasons, which is 6 months. And mi et yam shnayim, the minimum of days, is also 2. So therefore that comes out to be, after 6 months, another 2 days, which is the beginning of the 7th month. Because wherever it says yamim, and it doesn't say how many, so then you take the minimum, you don't take the maximum. Because if you would say, oh, days means 3 or 4, then I could tell you it could be 10 or 100. As the Chacham say elsewhere, like in Sukkot, Daf Yomei Beis, wherever you could understand from something a lot or a little, you don't say take a lot, rather you say in the minimum. Here also when it says yamim, once it was 2 days into the 7th month, she gave birth. So you see from a pasuk that when a woman gives birth in the 7th month, could even be l'mukutam, the machlekes is only regarding the 9th month, if it has to be full, or could even be in the beginning. The third opinion mentioned on Mishnah, Reb Shimon, they say, no, they say the least, we had 40, 50 days, we had the 9th month, and they say no, to say that the blood is coming up because of Zava, but rather because of childbirth, is you can't have more than 2 weeks. Now, Amash Shmuley says, my time, Rabban, what's the reason of these Rabbanan's opinions? Because the pasuk says, Yikra, says that if a woman is going to give birth to a girl, she's going to be tame for 14 days, for 2 weeks, kinidasa, like when a woman is in nida, like in a menstruation. Now, the drasha is, kinidasa, but like kizivasa, like as a nida, but not like as a zava. Now, mechlal de zivasa tahira. So the inference is, and this is how we learned that previously, that we learned this halacha that we're saying in our previous Mishnah, that when a woman is having childbirth pains in her days of ziva, she doesn't become tame as a zava. It's a nida actually would be in her days of nida, but zava wouldn't be. Now, v'kama, so the inferential halacha that we're saying, that these 2 weeks of, that this halacha of giving birth, that there's not going to be a tama of ziva, only going to be a tama of nida. So v'kama, how many days is she going to be tar? Is shibuayim. Just like we're talking about the tama of the post-birth, which is 2 weeks. So regarding this of giving birth, what's the tara that we're inferring for the days of Ziva? It's also only going to be 2 weeks, and therefore they say that's the maximum amount. Now, Tanabam will learn the Braisa, Yesh Mikasha, going on their opinion now, similar as we said in regards to Remeir's opinion, there could be a woman that could be in childbirth that could see Dam for Esma Chamisha Yom for 25 days, whether in childbirth pain or whether without childbirth pain. Vein Ziva Ilman, and she won't be a Zava. Kate said, how so? Shnayim Belaye, so the first 2 days are the end of the days of Ziva. B'shiva nida, then the next 7 days of the nida days. Ubei shlacha nida, then the 2 days after the nida. Again, this is all without childbirth pain. Then, va'arba asa shavad matar, then she gives birth without childbirth pain. And then there's 14 days, which there's the purification of then there's the days of Kaishi of the 14 days, we're talking about before giving birth. And we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, where, okay, the childbirth pains will max out at 14 days. That takes us for a total of 25 days. Now, continues the Braisa, the EF Shashtaskasha, Esther Meshishayim, Belay Vlad, it's not possible for her to have childbirth pains for 26 days without a child, which Gemara is going to ask on this terminology. To the contrary, this halacha should be saying with a child. But it's not possible to have 26 days. And that she won't be considered a woman who gave birth in the state of Ziva. Because like we said, the child's only going to purify 14 days before the birth. And if you're by 26, there's already going to be a gap between the days of Nida and for the Kaishi, the childbirth, which could only be the 14 days before birth, which you can have extra 3 days over there, which those are going to be the days of Ziva, then making her into a Zava. So it maxes out at 25 days. Now the Gemara, however, asks, as we alluded to on the wording, Beloi Vlad? What, without a child? That sounds like that there's no child. So if there's no child, then there's no halacha of kashi, of purification of childbirth pains. So why are we saying, 26 is going to max out, she'll be a zava? What do you mean, betlasa? With 3 days post the nida days, namisag, it'll already be sufficient. Forget about it, you don't count those 14 days. So Mavsheshi says, you're right, no ema, amend the braisa to read b'mokim sheyesh vlad. Even when there is a child, still, 26 days is going to be too much already, as we explained. We'll already make her into Azava. But Amalei Rava has a difficulty. He says, how can you say that? But it says without a child. How can you say it means with a child? Elam Rava, rather, Rava says, this is what the Tana of the Bray is saying, two different cases. So you don't have to change the actual word of Balay to yes. First of all, he's saying, it's not possible for a woman who is in childbirth pain to have 26 days. Even when there is a child, that she won't be led to bezev. Because we said 26 already is too much, even though we're counting 14 days of kashi, you can have 3 days before those 14 days, after there's a nida, that's going to make her into azava. Then they were saying another halacha. And that when there is no child, but rather a stillborn, then actually even with 3 days, forget about 14 days, you're not going to count those 14 days. Even 3 days post the nida days, she'll become a zava maitam. What's the reason? Like we said before, in kashrut and the following, there's no halacha of childbirth pains for a miscarriage, and therefore that will be earlier. So it's two different halachas, but yeah, that's going to max out at, as we said, for their opinion, Rabbi Shimon, in 25 days. Now the Gemara continues with halacha. The next Mishnah, continuing the theme of our previous Mishnah, regarding the halacha of hamakasha. A woman who is in childbirth pain, and she's seeing dam, this Mishnah is talking about b'teich shmein shel nekeva, within the 80 days of the Yimei Leida, which include the Yimei Tara, of giving birth to a girl. Now, how could it be that she's in childbirth pains 80 days after having given birth to a girl? Either it's that she conceived after 14 days when she went to the mikvah, within those 66 days she conceived in those days of Tara, or what happened was, is actually that a woman was pregnant with twins, but she delayed after giving birth to the first one another 2.5 months. So one of them, because especially in Talmudic times where women give birth in the 7th month and the 9th month, one of them was complete as a child and gave birth in the middle of the 7th month. One of them was only completed at the end of the 9th month, as the Gemara brought in Daf Chav Zayin and Alf with the two sons of Reb Chiya, Yehuda and Chizkiya, such a thing. So a woman is in childbirth pains within the 80 days of giving birth to a girl, says the Mishnah, called damim shehi raya tyrant. So all the blood that she's seeing is tar, because this is what's called toich malais. It's within the 80 days of the giving birth to a girl, with 66 days, all blood that there is our tar. So she'll be tar. Actually, it's evlad until the actual child comes out. If the child comes out, even if it's within those days, then you have the tum of leda again. But up until the child comes out, all the days that she's in childbirth pains are going to be tar. Now, verbally as a matame, verbally as says, no, she'll be tummy as a nida. Why? Says, since this blood is coming because of childbirth pain, so this is not the dam tahara of post-leda. Rather, this blood is coming because of the child that's in her womb. No, so from Ziva, like the classic halacha of our previous Mishnah, he agrees that she'll be tar. But during the days of Nida, she'll be a Nida. You don't have the halacha of Yimei Tar over here. It's not coming from the post-birth blood. These are the blood of giving birth to a child, which in the days of Nida we say is a Nida. But Amalei Reb Elezer said to Reb Eliezer, wait a second, the following Kabbalchema. If regarding a place where we're usually stringent, where blood comes out peacefully, like by a regular woman who's giving birth, where if she sees dam 3 days peacefully and she gives birth, that's the halacha v'led is b'zayv. Still, hekel b'dam ha'kayishi, we're lenient when the blood comes out with childbirth pains, where then we say that she's tahara from zayva. We say that, childbirth pain is not coming from the ziva, it's coming from the leda. So then they said, Samakum Shehikal Badama Shufi. So then in the place where we're lenient in the calm blood, which is that when she's Toich Malais, when she's within these 80 days, we say she's tar from old Tumah that comes out, even when the blood just comes out peacefully. Saying it didn't Shenekah Badama Kreshish, isn't a Kabuchemah that we should be more lenient with the blood that comes out because of the difficulty of childbirth to say that she's pure from old Tumah, even from the days of Nida? Samalhan, he said to them, no, what's called daya love min adin. It's sufficient to bring what you're learning out from a Kal Vachomer. For example, this halacha of childbirth pains within the 80 days that you're trying to learn out from a regular woman who's in childbirth pains, li is kenidin, to be what you're learning it out from, which is like the childbirth pains of a regular woman. What are you lenient regarding a regular woman that's in childbirth pains? Is metuma ziva. It's only from metuma ziva if it's during those 11 days. But there she's also tuma zanida. So though here we're even lenient regarding shufi, so for sure we should be lenient regarding kaji. Yeah, fine, but not more than what we learned out from there, which is only for the tuma of ziva, not of nida. Now, turn about the Bryce that elaborates on this machlekes. The pasuk says that the woman that gives birth, so teshev al demei tahara. So she sits on her pure blood. That means to say the blood that comes out for those 66 days are going to be tar. Now, what's the word teshev? So that's l'rabbis, that comes to include, it's inclusionary terminology. Hamakasha b'tuch shmeinu shal nekeva. The woman is in childbirth pains within the 80 days of giving birth to a girl. Shekal dam shehi raya tahirin. Acha yetzeh avlad, the old blood that she sees at that time. Even dam nida are going to be tar until the child comes out. Child comes out, then there's tumav leida. But up until the child comes out, she's going to be tar. But Rabbi Eliezer matam, Rabbi Eliezer says no. She's going to be, if it's during the days of Nida, she will be a Nida. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer said to her, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, why? As the following Kal Vachomer. If in a situation where we're stringent, and this we said this in the Mishnah, if we're stringent with the woman when she has, even though it's before birth, that if she's having blood calmly, then we're stringent, we say she's considered Yilad Bezaiv, Hekel B'shufi Shal Achar Havlad. And this is how we say it differently than the Mishnah. But we're lenient when we have the calm blood after giving birth to a child, meaning the days of Tahara, the calm blood after a child, then that's Tar. So the Kal Vachomer, they say as follows. Samakim shehekel b'kushi shelif ne'avlad. So in a situation where we're lenient with the childbirth pains before giving birth to a child, meaning a regular birth, we were lenient, although we're machmer before the birth, by shufi. We're lenient before the birth by koshi. So in addition, nekel b'kushi shalachar havlat. So isn't it a Kal Vachomer that we should be lenient by the childbirth pains after giving a birth to a child and the meiv tahara? Because even shufi we're matara then. So and shufi before leid we're machmer, and yet we're mekel on the koshi. So here for sure shouldn't we be mekel on the koshi? So Malhemi said to them, yes, but daya love him and the dinli is kenidin. It's sufficient what you're trying to learn out to from what you're learning it out from. What is the leniency you're learning out from this halacha of kaishi lefnei haleda? It's mitumaziva. That is not going to be tumaziva. You're right. So that you'll have by kushi la'achaleda. Of matamatumas nida, but it'll still have the tum of nida, even though the kaishi is in teich malais, even though it's in the meitara, because what you're learning out from also has that tum. So I'm like, they said to him, okay, harei in the meshiv l'chaloshan acha, we're going to respond to you with a different terminology, in a different way, that we're not going to learn out the kaishi Acher Leida, from the Keshi Lefnei Leida, like we said before, which is, wait, if we're lenient in the Keshi before the Vlad, shouldn't it be Kal Vachomer that we should be lenient for sure in the Keshi after the Leida? Because, that's what you want to say? Oh, Daya. Yes, learn out. But it's sufficient for the Keshi after Leida to be like the Keshi, which is before the Leida, which is where we're learning out from. And therefore, it only would be Tar from Ziva, we'll have Tumas Nida. So he said, no, we're going to say it in a different way that it shouldn't have your response of Daya. Why? Say it as follows. If in this place where we're stringent in the calm blood that's before the birth, you're lenient with the birth pain that causes blood that comes with it before the Leda, so then in a situation where we're lenient with the calm blood that's after the baby, in those Tara days, then even calm blood is Tara. So in addition, so isn't it Kal Vachomer that we should be lenient with the childbirth pain that comes after it, meaning with the shufi? Now we're learning out the kushi of after Leda from the shufi, which is after the Leda, which is totally tar, doesn't have any halacha of damnida. So now you can't say, what you're lenient from is what you're learning out from is only Tumas Ziva and not from Tumas Nida. No, it's not true. We're learning out from the shufi achar Leda to the kushi achar Leda. And the Shuvah Lachaleida has no Tumah, not even Nida, like a regularly made Tahara for those 66 days. So to the Kreshi should also be Tahara from even Nida. So Malami said to them, no, Afilim Atim Ashivim Kalayim Kula, even if you're going to continue trying to ask Kavachemers the whole day, Dai, you love him, and Adin Liz Kenidin. You're still going to have the limitation of Dai, which means sufficient to learn out what you're learning out from. Because Mimah Hekala, what do you be leaning on it? Mitumaziva, you're learning out from something that is only going to be a Tara of Tumaziva, of Mitama Tumas Nida, but it's still going to have the Tumma of Nida. Because ultimately, the source, the foundation of the Kavachemer, is only from the source, from the Keshi Shalafanov. Like we're saying, the whole point that you bring is, if you're saying in the place where we're stringent in the Shufi, which is before the birth, you're lenient with the Kuchi with it, so then you say, oh, so the Shufi la'achar leida, then for sure you should be lenient on the Kuchi la'achar. But it's still all coming from the Kuchi lefnei leida, and therefore that only is a leniency regarding the days of Ziva, not regarding the days of Nida, and therefore he disagrees. Now Amar Rav, he says, B'hoza kinu Rebbe Elazar Rabbanan, says that with the following response, Rebbe Elazar could have won this argument with Rabbanan. He could have said as follows, Lava mitu, don't you agree to the drasha we said in the previous daf of Dhamma? When it talks about the halacha of a woman becoming a zava, it says it's her blood, which tells us Dhamma machmas atzma b'le machmas vlad. A woman only becomes, and that's the halacha of our previous Mishnah, not this one, the one beforehand, that a woman only becomes a zava if it's from herself, but not if it was because of an external circumstance of a child, like that's the halacha makasha lele, that she does not become a yeledes bezayv. So then the Hachinami says, then the same halacha regarding yeledes, you can make the same drasha. It says, that during the days of post-birth, then although the blood's coming from the uterus, the blood is going to be considered dam tahara. But it says, dameha, her blood, which is machmas asma, only if it's coming from herself, veloy machmas blood, but not if it's coming because of a child. So you see that the dam tahara will not work because of a child. And yes, therefore, like Rebbe Elazar said, that even though she's a Makasha, although there's going to be a Tahara for the Yimei Ziva, but she will be Tamei in the days of Nida, because that we don't have the halacha of the Yimei Tahara in regards to the blood coming from birth. It's only because of the blood that comes from herself. But now the Gemara asks, and Rebbe Elazar says, but since he holds of Daye, let him at least agree and say, Eima b'mei Nida Nida. Okay, say in the days of Nida she'll become a Nida. But b'mei Ziva Tahira, but in the days of Ziva, she should at least be Tara, like the Keshi beforehand. For example, if let's say she saw in childbirth for 7 days. So you're right. She's going to be Tame because of like those 7 days of Nida. But if she continues seeing more Dam, so then the blood should be Tahar. And therefore she should be able to immerse herself after those first 7 days of childbirth when she's done with days of Nida. Now that she's in the days of Ziva, so she should be tar. At least that's for that the Kavachemish should work, even if you're saying Daya, but the Kaishi Shalacha Leda shouldn't be more stringent than the Kaishi Lefnei Leda, which on that says the Gemara, no, Amar Krateshev. The Pasuk says, like we brought the sources, Teshev, she should sit, which talks about the Dam of Tahara of post birth, which is Yeshiva Achas Lakulam. There's one sitting for them all, meaning the blood after birth, meaning what's called Teichem Leis, the 80 days, are either old tar or the old tummy. So therefore, yeah, in general, a woman who is post-birth, a regular woman, it's her all the blood is tar. But this woman who's giving birth, since you're saying that if it's in days of Nida, she'll be in Nida, so then yeah, actually all the blood because of the birth, including the days that come after that of Ziva, are also going to have the tum of Ziva. And therefore, the Daya is not even going to work for that, because Teshuvah tells us that they have to be uniform, and therefore if it's Tameh because of days of Nida, it's going to continue being Tameh in the days of Ziva, according to Rabbi Eliezer.